Good morning, friends. Hey, would you please join me as we read responsively as we light the Advent wreath? Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." We light this candle of hope, the hope of our coming Savior Jesus, and we light this candle of love, the love that Jesus, our Savior, has for us. Come, Lord Jesus, our light and our salvation. As you know, we've been traveling through the Advent season, which has been so good these last couple of weeks. But we're not going to be able to complete the journey together of the full Advent season communally because next Friday, you guys are going to be scattering all across the United States and the world. So with that in mind, one of the traditional scripture texts that is read on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, which is going to be our focus of worship this morning. Besides Josh Banner and the worship team, I have asked Chris Dornbos and Adam Winstrom and Courtney Sherman and Julie Roach, who are all HOPE students with the Ready for Life program, to assist me in worship this morning through their artwork and through their prayers. Come, let us worship the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they're there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among all those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This morning, as we close our service together, let us join the angels and the shepherds in praising God by using a Jewish prayer form known as the Barak, which begins each praise or prayer by saying this: Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe. And to help us with this prayer, I've asked Chris and Adam and Courtney and Julie, who will be leading us in this time.
Blessed are you, O Lord, God, our King, the universe, first now.
Blessed you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, movies with family like the Christmas story.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, for sending Jesus to save us from our sins.
Blessed are you. Bless our Lord, God, King of the universe, and Christmas carols.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. My guinea pig mouth because it's fun.
Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, for my parents.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, for family and friends to spend time with around the holidays.
Bless our God, King of the universe, for the giving receive presents.
Bless our You, Lord, God, our King of the universe, for your memories with my mom, she died.
Bless you, Lord, God, King of the universe, for my sister, God, she helped me better.
Bless you, O Lord, God, our King of the universe, for pen pals to keep in touch with.
Bless all you, O Lord, God, King of the universe, for a cute and nice boys to hang up with.
And Lord, I'm going to add on to that. Blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe, for nice and pretty girls to hang out with. Yes. Lord, we do bless you, for you are the King of the universe. You are King over all of creation. And we thank you at this time of the year that we are reminded once again that you came in the form of a babe and became human and lived among us. We are so, so very grateful. And now, O Lord, we pray that you will give us what we need as we continue to travel through this Advent season, where we will be mindful once again of the great gift that you sent in your Son, Jesus. And now, would everyone stand? And we are going to have a final Barack praise as we join Adam and Chris and Courtney and Julie saying together with a loud voice, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, for Jesus. Go in peace. Have a great day.